Today's daf in Masechet Chulin is daf Nun Chet, and we're holding right at the bottom line, Nun Zayin Amud Beit, at the end of the line. Omra Amima, Hani Be'i de Trefa, if a bird, which is a trefa, lays eggs, the din is that the Shich Lakama Asira, those eggs that were already developing inside of the bird at the time that it became a trefa, are all usher, because the bird is considered to be the egg is considered to be part of the bird itself, as we do with a mammal, with the question of uber yerech imo. The egg is certainly considered to be part of the mother, and if the mother was nitrifa, the egg as well was nitrifa. But mikan ve'elech, from that point on, even though the mother is a trefa, a new egg that develops, is actually mutar for a very interesting reason. Because mikan ve'elech ha'velezeh ve'zeh gorem u'mutar. After that, we have the combination of the male and the female, the male being mutar, the female being asur. And since it's a zeh ve'zeh gorem, the klal is that zeh ve'zeh gorem is mutar. But of course, although there are issues about whether we look, as Tosis points out, we look at the father's rule in all of this, that's only, as Tosis explained, where each one of them really is mutar. But if one of them is also, one of them is mutar, we definitely have to take into consideration that the catalyst for developing this egg was the involvement of the male. Eitfei Rav Ashi la meimar, Rav Ashi asks a question to a Meimar from the following, Vishavin. Now Rashi learns this Vishavin means that although we have a Machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbanan, about what the din is of a mammal that has a child where the mother is a trefa, they are moda when it comes to a beitzah, when it comes to an egg, Vishavin, beitzah trefa sha'asur, mipeshigadla bi'isur. Certainly, an egg is part of the mother, and if the mother is trefa, then the egg has grown up as a trefa as well. Answers the Gemara, that's because that particular case is not talking about a case of zeh ve'zeh gorem. That's talking about a case where there was no male around, and b'desafana mi'ara, where the chicken itself was, safan literally became sexually heated from the ground. But the point actually is that these are eggs that are developed without the presence of a male, and they grow without ever being fertilized, and therefore there's no zeh ve'zeh gorem, and in that case, it's certainly also the same way that the original egg is also, because in this case it's growing as a mother that's also. But wait, couldn't we just say, v'lishne le'bishich l'kama? Couldn't we just say that that's talking about a beta of a trefa that's asura, because it's part of the mother, since it's referring to the egg that was there at the time that was the mother was nitrefa. No, no, says the Gemara, couldn't have meant that, because in Cain, quote, gadla, unquote, is the correct word to have used, that there made him in a beta trefa gadla b'isur. It didn't really. What you wanted to say is gamra b'isur. It was only perhaps the last 5 minutes that it became a trefa because it was nitrifa with the mother, but not because it actually grew up from a mother that was a trefa. Therefore, we had to search out another answer. And the other answer is we're talking about a case where there's no zeh ve'zeh gorem in a case of bisafana mi'ara. That is the way Rashi learns it, that it's referring to the machlokas between Reb Eliezer and Reb Yeshua when it comes to what the din is of a vlad of a mammal. Tosfos disagrees, and he learns it's referring to a Mishnah, which in Masechet Idiot tells us about a machlokas between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel about the beta of a nevela, and that both are made in this case that the beta trefa is asura. But in any event, the point, as far as we're concerned, is essentially the same. Elohad itnan. How do you explain then the fact that it says in the Mishnah, v'la trefa, the child of a trefa animal, Rabbi Eliezer omer lo yikarev l'gabei mizbeach, Rabbi Yeshua omer yikarev. that there is a machloket whether it's kosher for the mizbeach. Now, b'maikam miflagei, what would they be arguing about? What case would they argue? Obviously, it's got to be where first the animal was nitrafa, and then it became an mu'ubaret. So Rebbe Eliezer holds zeh zeh gorem is asur, and that's why he's saying what would have been the case just as where there's no zeh zeh gorem, just as we said in the case of a safana miyara, but a bird. And Rebbe Yeshua holds zeh zeh gorem is mutar, according to him, if the animal was first nitrafa and then became mu'ubaret from a male. So then in Hachinami, we have the same exact case of zeh zeh gorem that we had with the egg in the shichla, the second shichla. As the Gemara, but then if that's the case, the machloket really shouldn't have anything to do with whether it's kosher for the mizbeach. I mean, you're basically questioning whether the egg is trefa. So then it's exactly the same question for a regular person. Why not tell us that it's kosher or osur for a regular person? Oh, that's lo tiecha kochad Rabbi Yeshua. It's to tell us that Rabbi Yeshua, who holds it, you don't have to worry about zeh zeh gorem, and that because it's zeh zeh gorem, that it's mutar. The chiddush over here is to tell me that it's mutar even for the mizbeach. So Mamela, we just wanted to make an extreme statement, but of course, the same exact thing would be true about a hedyot. Well, then why not liflego lehedyot? Why not actually argue about a case where it was kosher or mutar for a regular person and come to tell me the chiddush that alibed Rebbe Eliezer, it's osur afilu lehedyot? So, I mean, isn't that just as big a chiddush? Lodiecha kochod Rebbe Eliezer afilu lehedyot nami asur? Perhaps it is. However, the rule is kach dehetera adifle. We always would rather tell you the person's shita who is ready to be matir more, because that takes a greater clarity and a commitment to one's shita. So to tell me the bigger chiddush that it's mutar afilu legavua, and that teaches me the kach of Rebbe Yehoshua, who holds that zeh zeh gorem is mutar, it would be kedai to tell us even for the Beit HaMikdash it's mutar. Umodim bebeitzat trefa she'asura. But both the shitas would be made, huh? That when it comes to the egg of a trefa, that's definitely asur. What was the explanation of that? As we said, v'tasafana mi'ara, that case is talking about where it was not as zeh zeh gorem. And since it's chad gorem hu, there's no basis to be matir whatsoever. Because the only reason that we were being matir by a vlad, that the animal became pregnant with after it was already trefa, was because zeh zeh gorem. But in this case, there is no zeh zeh gorem. Now, Rav Acha, Savalok Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Rav Acha holds of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, who said in yesterday's daf that the halacha is that a trefa can be yoledet. And since he holds that way, matnila lidyamema lekiriyamaran. So he says over this ma'amar that we started with in today's daf, omar amema, that exactly the way that we just had it, because the words before amema are indeed back up this particular approach. Since Rav Acha bar Yaakov said right before that, halacha trefa yoledet umishabachat, so now we can deal with the case as said, which is talking about a case where a bird that was a trefa was yoledet, or an animal that was a trefa was yoledet. But how about if you don't hold of Rav Acha bar Yaakov? Well, indeed, Ravina lo savalaka Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Ravina did not hold that a trefa could be yoledet. Because of that, you couldn't possibly read amema the way we did. And imati lala de amema b'hai lishna. According to him, what amema said was very different. And he reads as follows, quote, Omra amema, Hanibei the Suffolk Trefa. He has to turn the case into a case of Suffolk Trefa, because otherwise there would be no way to talk about a second Shichla, a second Leda, if it was a Trefa, because a Trefa is not your Leda. Therefore, he would say like this: if you have a doubt as to whether the bird was a Trefa, and it lays eggs, so the first eggs that it lays, Rishichla Kama, Mashinan Lahu, you set them aside in order to discover whether the mother was indeed a Trefa, because we had a Suffolk. I Hadravita Ana Shayan. Since he holds that a Trefa is not Yoledet, if this animal lays now a second clutch of eggs, so that's an indication it never was a Trefa, and now we know that these were not eggs of a Trefa, so the first eggs are also Mutter. But Ilo, but if she never lays eggs again, then Asiran, because then we have to assume she is a Trefa. And in this version, Eit Ve'Ravashi La'ameimar, Umodim Be'Beitzat Trefa She'Asara Mipnei She'Gadla Be'Isur. Here it says that a Beitzat Trefa grew Be'Isur, which implies that the bird was laying eggs as a Trefa. And according to you, I thought a bird can't lay eggs as a Trefa. Well, says Ravina, the way to read this correctly is, and it's talking about B'Dashichla Kama. It means if the eggs that were in the bird at that time are considered to be a Trefa. Wait a minute, that's not true, because then why does it say that there might have been B'Dashichla Isur? According to you, if it's referring to the Shichla Kama, it should say Shegamra B'Isur. So Gamra mi boile. Indeed, says Ravina, what can you do? We'll have to actually tni Gamra. There's no other way to understand this. So read it with the word Gamra. And in this version we continue. Elohad itznan Vlad Trefa. Rabbi Eliezer Omer lo yikarev lagabe mizbeah. Rabbi Yoshua Omer yikarev. Now, remember that according to you, Ravina, the animal or bird that's Trefa can never actually begin the process of Leda. So what are we talking about? In your version, we'd have to talk about the micromyphilia where it was already pregnant. And then it was attacked and became a Trefa. So really, he has a Savar Uber Yerech Imohu, in which case the machloket would be that according to Rabbi Eliezer, the child in the mother, the fetus, is part of the mother. If the mother was Nitrofa, so too was the fetus Nitrofa. Whereas Rabbi Yoshua Savar Uber Lav Yerech Imo. So this is a very different understanding. Now, Iyachi, again, in this version, we have the same part. Each part lines up, but in a different way, because obviously we can't be talking about where it was already a Trefa and then got pregnant. So Iyachi had a miflege legavo, liflege ledyot. Why then, if we're talking about the question of Urbi Yerachimo, which is a general question, so then why would we argue specifically in terms of the Mizbeach? We could just argue in general for anyone. Oh, that's just Lodiach HaKocho the Rebbe Yoshua. That's in order to show us how absolutely certain Rebbe Yoshua is that we don't have to worry about it, because Uber Lav Yerach Imo, and it can be used even for the Mizbeach. Well, why not be chaylik liflego in the case of the Hedyot? And to tell me that Rebbe Eliezer is so absolutely certain of his shita that he wasn't only being machmir to asr for the Mizbeach, but he was actually asring it for anyone. Well, we could have done that, except that the rule is, koach da tera adifle. We'd always rather say over the chiddush of the shita that is ready to stand up and say, proclaim, that it's mutter. It's easy to stand up and proclaim that something's awesome. Now, B'Dashichla Kama, my timer, and what then is the reason that the first one is considered to be a Vadai, a Trefa? Gufei. That's because it's considered to be part of its body in a different way than Uber Yerech Imohu. The actual egg is not a separate developing fetus. It is attached in all kinds of ways to the mother's body. Now, the halacha about all of these suffix trefas. The halacha is that where you're talking about a male that's a suffix, kol shneim asar chodesh, where we have a suffix trefa, if it lives for 12 months after the suffix is chal, then we do not require any further bedikah. So let's say it was a suffix drusa, or it was an afula, those kind of cases that we had, a case where it had been bitten in the head. So all of those cases where it's a male, and then obviously we can't look at whether it had an egg or a child, the only thing that would patra us from any further question, from any further bedika, would be it's actually having lived for 12 months, because a treif is not chay more than 12 months. But in a keva, when it comes to a nekeva, kol she'ina yoledet. So by nekeva, if there's no leda, and only then afterwards would it be considered to be a treifa. Omer v'na kol birya she'in bo etzem, eno mitkayim shneimas v'chodesh. Another fascinating halacha is that if something is not a vertebrate, then it does not have a lifespan of longer than 12 months. And we'll see what the difference is to us halakhically about this rather arcane fact. Omer of Papa, I'll tell you the application. Shmami Rabbi Rav Huna, it seems quite clear then that the point that Rav Huna would be making is that Hadi Amar Shmuel, Kishuchi Tliya Bi'iba Asura, that where you have a cucumber and or a gourd of some kind that is attached to the ground and it became wormy on the ground, it's Asur, meaning the worm is Asur to eat, because since that worm was moving around inside of the gourd and the gourd is attached to the ground, it is included in the general rule of Asheretz Hashoretz Al Haaretz, which of course is a Beferish Sudioraita. However, if something had become wormy after it had been picked, then that worm would not be considered to be a Asheretz, because it never walked on the karka until it actually comes out of the gourd. And we're going to be talking about those issues as we go along here. But what's important to us here is that when Shmuel says that a kishut that was wormy when it was attached to the ground is osir, that's dafka hani tamri dekada nabota dresa yarchashata sharya. It's clear from Rav Huna that if you have dates and they're inside of a box and they are wormy. Now, we don't know whether they became wormy when they were attached to the tree, in which case the worm would be asr, or they became wormy in that box, in which case they would be mutter, because those worms have never exited the date. We're assuming now. Again, we're going to talk about these issues later. But since the worm couldn't possibly have survived for 12 months if it had actually been alive while it was attached to the tree, because it's now over 12 months later, it's clear that this worm must have grown after the date was picked. And therefore, if it's after 12 months from picking, it would be mutter. Omar Rav. Rav says, look, it's all very nice to talk about invertebrates that live up to 12 months, but they're most things live a lot less than that. So there's let baka, there's no flea that is going to be over a day old. It's not going to live out the day. For let didva bat shata, nor is there a fly that is a year old. Omelet of Popola Abaye, how can he say that? Isn't there a famous saying that va'amre inche, shev shani, imra bakta Mibaka. There was an awful fight between Mr. and Mrs. Flea. And what were they fighting about? The Honorable, because Mrs. Flea said to Mr. Flea, I cannot believe what an awful guy you are. Chazite Labar Mechuza, you saw a fat slob from the city of Mechuza, all of whom are fat as could be, and you went right ahead, watched this guy in his swimming pool, the Sochabamai, the Solik V'Ichrich B'Sadinin, and he gets out of that water and all of that delicious flesh is right available, and wraps himself up in a little bath towel, and you, without even talking to me, Otivitale, you sit down on him and you suck his blood, filling yourself, becoming absolutely engorged on this slob, velohodatli, and you never mentioned it to me. So for 7 years, she refused to have anything to do with her husband. Now, certainly if there's a famous saying like that, it must be that they lived for 7 years. Omar le, so Abaye said to Rav Papa, velotaymech, and let me ask you something. According to your shita, how do you explain, how do you explain the fact that people say, shitin mini parz latoru le labaka bakurna say, mi ika iu, is that possible? You gufa kamehave. People do say that you better be very, very careful about fleas, because, whew, there were, the pincers of a flea is 60 mana, which is, you know, like 60 kilograms of metal. He was able to pick up in his pincher, in his mouth. Whew, if he can do that, let me tell you, he can get into you but good. Now, come off it. I mean, we really take that saying seriously, too. Miika, is it possible? Iugufe kamahave. I mean, how much does a darn flea weigh? Ella, obviously, the entire thing here is metaphorical in the sense that it's speaking from within the context of a flea's life. So if a flea had a kilogram, then he could pick up 60 of them, indeed, with his mouth. But it would be the kilogram of a flea. B'mani didu. So when you're talking about 7 years of fighting between Mr. and Mrs. Flea, it's talking 7 flea years, obviously. Hachinami b'shani didhu. Well, that gets us out of that very serious problem. And now we can actually be ready to accept that let baki bayuma. Man, oh man, these guys have a fantastic sense of humor, huh? It's not hata. Behema ba'alat chamish raglayim. Now, when it comes to the sugya of mumi, we learned in Bechorot and the Mishnah that an animal that has 5 legs congenitally, or 3, that's considered to be a mumi, and it's not suitable for the Mizbeach. To which Rav Huna said about that Mishnah, Amar Rav Huna lo shanul shechaser v'yeter b'yad, avochaser v'yeter b'regel trefanami havi. It's all very nice that you can constrain yourself to discuss whether something is mum for the Mizbeach, as if to say that that's our only problem, is the din of a mum. But the truth is, says Rav Huna, that's because the Mishnah is talking about the 4 legs. But if there was an extra or missing back leg, the animal would actually be considered to be a trefa. Forget about whether it's a balad mum. It's a lot worse than that. My timer, ko yeter kenotu dami, because anything that is extra is as if it's been removed. So if there's one extra, it's as if there's one less. And an animal that has one less leg is at the very least a bukeda atma b'shof miduchte, wouldn't you say? Which is a shmutas hayarech, so that the entire leg here has been removed. That is definitely problematic. Now, there was a certain animal, and this is, we're bringing this up here because of the klal that kol yeter kindot todami. There was a certain animal, it had two of the circular section of the intestines, and the problem was, of course, that if cheser, if yeter is kecheser, then it should be as if it had actually a hole through the intestines. So I too of the Ravina, they brought it to Ravina, and Ravina said, it's trefa because of this dinner of Ravuna that we just had, that called yeter kecheser dami. However, he clarified that ishafcham lahadadi kesheira, that actually if the two of them were open one into the other, then all that we really have is an extra piece of skin that is semi-separating one sanya divi, and therefore it is kosher. Ahi gufta davi nafka mibekase leuvlilta. There was a very unnatural tube that was extending, and it apparently had grown in this animal, that was extending from the Beit HaKosot to the Hemses. And Ravashi said, gosh, that's like an extra piece. It should be a trefa. Omele Ravuna Mar Bar Chiya Ravashi. No. That's actually a very common thing. And Kol HaNechi V'Briyat HaHachi Itlahu. That is very common in animals that are left to feed out on the range. Now, there was once a case where there was a tube that had grown up between the Beit HaKosot and the Keres. And Mar Bar Ravashi thought that he should be Maksha this, just like they were Maksha the Gufta between the Beit HaKosot and the Hemses. Omele Rav Hoshaya, what do you think? This is kindergarten. You can put everything into the same weave, you believe? I mean, for heaven's sakes, the whole point of weave, remember that's Masechet also, is context. As we've said so many times when it comes to trefas, there's no possible way to compare one to another. And if it didn't say somewhere that that is a natural occurrence, then it would be the equivalent of an opening and a tear in the organ that it goes to. Hey, Natan Bar Shila. Natan Bar Shila was the chief butcher of Tzipori, was meyid to Rebbe, because of course the chief butcher, it is his business to know every possible psak halacha about strange things that he finds while butchering. And he was meyid in front of Rebbe. Al shnei b'nei me'ayim hayotzin mina be'ema ke'echad, shehi trefa, that where you have two sets of intestines coming out of the stomach, if that occurs in a mammal, then it's trefa. But if it occurs in a bird, it's kosher. That's only if each set of intestines comes out of a different part of the stomach. If they come out of one place of the animal, and then they are once again reconnected within the space of one etzpa, then that's not a problem if they're mitarev once again. Plegi bar Ravami Ravasi. How exactly to interpret this? Ravami and Ravasi were chaylik. Chadamar hu da'adre va'arve. V'chadamar afagav de'lo hadre va'arve. The question when they come out, mimokom echad, as to whether they need to be reconnected or not. So, okay, according to Madi Omar, who says hu da'adre va'arve, they're only kosher if they're reconnected. That is the understanding of what we just read, ad ke'etzpa. But how can you possibly say, afagav de lo hadre va'arve? What in the world would ad ke'etzpa mean? Ad ke'etzpa, according to him, would mean ad ke'etzpa melamata. It means by the rectum, that where there are connected at the end of the intestines so that the intestines join up for elimination. That would be the meaning of they need to be reconnected, but not that they need to be reconnected as intestines within the first etzma. So that interpretation is itself a machloket. Reb Yehuda Omer, im nitla hanotza, pisula. If the down was removed, then the bird is osur. Reb Yochanan, Reb Yehuda, Reb Yishmael, amru davar echad. Reb Yehuda, Hadi Amar. Reb Yehuda and Reb Yishmael basically are saying the same thing. Reb Yehuda just, we're referring to what we just read about the removal of the down, and Reb Yishmael, that is based on the Mishnah, the Tznan, and I'm going to show you that it's basically the same din. The Tznan, Reb Yishmael, Omer HaNotza Mitztarefet. According to Reb Yishmael, Notza is considered to be a part of the skin when it comes to a Machsheves Pigel. So if somebody had a Machsheves Pigel and a Chatas Ha'Of, let's say he did the Malik of a Chatas Ha'Of, having in mind to eat a Kezayit which was comprised of, let's say, a half of Zayit of the Basar and another half of Zayit that was comprised of skin and down. That's down is already Mitztarf to that Kezayit. And therefore, you would have a Machsheves Pigel. And that shows that according to both of them, the down and the skin are considered to be equivalents. Oh, my Rava, how do you know that it means they're equivalent to Maloi? Adkan loka omar Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda is only making his point here, where it's Nogia Trefes, the Leka Medi the Mogin Alek. Because the removal of the down on a bird is the equivalent of the removal of the skin as a gluta on an animal, and it's considered to be, there's nothing there to protect it. And because of that, there's certainly a problem. Avalini Navgule, he's not suggesting that the down is the equivalent of Basar or when it comes to Pigel. Maybe he would hold there like the Rabbanan. And furthermore, how do you know that Rabbi Yishmael would agree here? Atkan lokam Rabbi Yishmael atan elatini nivgule. But as far as a treifa is concerned, maybe he holds that the down doesn't really provide that much protection, that it's important if it was nita. And it's not considered to be a treifa just because it was nita. And Mimela, I see that these two issues are completely unrelated.